This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. In Central Square in Cambridge, there's a school of sorts where the tools of the classroom aren't textbooks or iPads.
Love it when things fit.
Students are using laser cutters, sewing machines, soldering irons, 3D printers, and good old-fashioned scissors and glue.
Do you want me to glue?
I'm just going to, let me just push it a little bit closer to the side.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
The place is called New View. It's big and bright with high ceilings, and it's busy. The goal here is to get kids out of traditional classrooms and stretch their brains through hands-on creation. And some of the things the students create are meant to help people deal with weighty problems. Students in one class designed and built prosthetics for musicians who are missing limbs. This class is confronting what it's like to have no home. Rosa Weinberg is one of the instructors, or coaches.
The problem of homelessness is not just that someone doesn't have a home. For individuals, the problems are deep, and understanding of those issues, I think, has really helped to build some empathy with the students.
The people who run New View call it an innovation school. Middle and high school students come here full-time for 3 or 4 months. Some are public school or homeschooled students. Many come from private schools. Most come from affluent homes. When we visit, the kids are about two-thirds of the way through their latest class, or studio, in homelessness. In just 3 weeks, the students have to research the issue and design objects that could help people who have no home. And they have to build the items, too. Students work individually or in small teams.
I'm just wondering if you made the space bigger, if there would be more space.
Rosa Weinberg is a licensed architect. She wants students to work through multiple iterations of their creations, just as in the architectural design process.
We want them to have an open-ended problem. We want them to be in this slightly uncomfortable situation where they don't know what they're going to build, but they know what they want it to accomplish.
This spring won't work for us because, one, it's too wide, too thick, and way too powerful.
Aram Sultanian is 17. The table he's working at is covered with wires and glue sticks, plastic spools made on the 3D printer, and other supplies. Sultanian and his class partner, 17-year-old Noah Zakarian, are designing a portable cell phone charger from scratch. They came up with the idea after their class went to see some homeless shelters in Cambridge. The students discovered many people staying in the shelters have cell phones and really need them.
They have to call in every day
to get a bed for the night or however long they're staying there, and they don't always have accessibility to charging their phones or other small handheld devices.
The clip-on charger they're making harnesses kinetic energy from a person's footsteps or other movement. Inside the little box are several gears. They're hooked up to an AC generator.
So that's what creates the power when you step and when it's rotating, and then that's converted into DC power, which is required to charge phones.
I think it really shed a whole new light on homelessness for me, because it's really an aspect of homelessness that I didn't really see, and I really learned so much.
Half the 40 kids at New View are from Beaver Country Day School in Chestnut Hill. That's New View's founding partner. Tuition is steep, $13,000 a semester. New View does give some scholarships.
At the bottom of the dress, it goes down. It's like a mesh, like, see-through.
That's 19-year-old Alexia Duarte. She and her class partner, 18-year-old Simone Alexander, are adjusting a swath of black fabric across the torso of a mannequin.
The problem is that there aren't many places for homeless people to sleep, and what we're doing is we're making a wearable hammock for them to use.
And describe the hammock. So you have a mannequin here. You already have some fabric around it and these
cardboard shoulder pads.
Yeah. So what's the idea?
Basically, the idea is to be able to have the hammock come out of the shoulder pads, and they would be able to tie the top part of the hammock to the tree.
It's actually kind of stylish by design. Alexander and Duarte want people who are homeless to get to wear something trendy. Inevitably, students run into roadblocks, such as how to tuck all that hammock fabric inside the outfit. On the day we visit, students are presenting the latest mock-ups of their projects to the group.
My name is Steve, and the project I'm doing is helping homeless people with their bad backs.
Steve Sterling is 11. He's making a massage tool that features rotating balls and rollers that can be mounted to a pole near where people who are homeless sleep. Instant massage.
They will move their back up and down or left or right, causing their backs to smoothen out. Because
there's a visitor on this day, Dr. Avik Chatterjee from Boston Healthcare for the Homeless. He's come in to give the young designers feedback.
This is a great product because one of the most common things we see in our clinic is pain, and joint pain and back pain in particular. And a lot of it has to do with the fact that people have to carry around all of their stuff, as you guys probably saw.
That kind of feedback and constructive criticism help the students develop creative confidence, says New View Studios Dean of Students Adam Steinberg.
For me, what I hope for our students is that they feel that their ideas are valuable whether they work or not, and that they have a sense of agency and accountability in the world that they live in when they leave here. If we can send students away from here feeling more invested and more empathic, then we've done our job.
In fact, in one of the next sessions at New View, students will be designing and building electronic devices meant to help people develop empathy for endangered animals. For pictures of the students and to see some of their designs, go to our website, wbur.org.